پایگاه فرهنگی اطلاع رسانی راسخون.
Okay, so we have our code behind in place now. You have the ability to separate the an entire class definition to a different file and have that be the base class for your pages. Let's dig a little bit deeper into other things you can do inside of your page class definition. Now, if we look at the page that we wrote earlier, let me just bring that up quickly here. Recall that I overrode this virtual function onLoad in the base class. This is an example of one of the events that takes place during the request processing of the page. And it turns out there are quite a few events you can tap into if you want to. OnLoad is by far the most common. This is the one you'll tap into to do things like data binding if you're doing explicit data binding, initializing values and controls, modifying values, etc. So it's a very common one to add a handler for. But it turns out it's just one of many events that take place in the request processing lifecycle. So what I have here is a description of all the various events that you'll encounter when a request comes into your page. So what happens when a request comes into an ASPX file is the class that is constructed from the page definite from the ASPX file is created. You have a new instance of your class created. Its constructor is going to be called. That will always happen first. And then it's going to launch this lifecycle sequence, starting in the upper left here, and going all the way down to unload. Now, the one I just showed you was this load event. That's again, probably the most common one that you'll end up adding a handler for. And we'll talk about various other ways of subscribing to these events, by the way, in a few moments. But let me point out some other common ones that you may consider bringing into the picture. One is the init event. Now, this is a common one because it's going to be called very early on in the lifecycle, but late enough so that all of the controls and such have been constructed in the control tree. So you could do things like inspect the control tree and take a look at it. Other events that are useful include the load complete event over here. Load complete happens immediately after all of the server-side events have already fired on the server. So if you have a button, its click event will have fired by the time you get to load complete. This is a new event in version 2, by the way. Notice those are all marked with the 2.0 notation in the diagram. In the past, the best place to add code that needed to be fired after the server-side events had fired was the pre-render event, which you see down here. And that can also be a useful event, but in general, I would recommend you go with the load complete event if you're looking for a place that occurs immediately after the server-side event have fired. Pre-render is sort of a backstop if you need to do something just before rendering actually takes place and the response is sent back to the client. That's when you might consider using pre-render. There's also a pre-load event in this release. And preload is just called before load, obviously. it can be useful if you want to do something prior to all of your load logic being executed, so something prior to your data binding and that type of thing. There's also a pre-init event. This will become important later when we start looking at master pages and themes, because that's the only event in which you can actually manipulate master pages and themes. There's also an init complete event, there's save state complete, and then finally at the very end we have the render function, which is when the response is actually sent back to the client, or rendered and then sent back. And once it's sent back, you have the unload event taking place. So keep this sequence in mind. As you're building logic into your page, be aware of the order in which these events fire, so that you don't do something that might be undone later. For example, if you try to set some state in a control in the init event, you're pretty much guaranteed that's going to be overwritten by the time you get to load with any values that are retrieved from the post body or from the declarative initialization on the page. So things to keep in mind as you work with the event lifecycle in ASP.NET.